I believe in honor, faith, and service.
I believe that a little outrage.
I believe in freedom of speech.
I believe in empathy.
I believe in truth.
I believe in the ingredients of love.
This I believe.
On Mondays, we bring you our series, This I Believe. And this morning, we'll hear the beliefs of John Carroll, who's been a columnist for the San Francisco Chronicle for almost 25 years. That's a lot of daily deadlines to meet, but he holds a belief that gets him through. Here's our series curator, independent producer Jay Allison.
People often rely on personal beliefs that help them toward their goals. They want to be better people, to serve others, to live successfully. But John Carroll's belief is not so much concerned with success. In fact, quite the opposite. Here he is with his essay for This I Believe.
Last week, my granddaughter started kindergarten, and as is conventional, I wished her success. I was lying. What I actually wish for her is failure. I believe in the power of failure. Success is boring. Success is proving that you can do something that you already know you can do, or doing something correctly for the first time, which can often be a problematical victory. First-time success is usually a fluke. First-time failure, by contrast, is expected. It is the natural order of things. Failure is how we learn. I have been told of an African phrase describing a good cook as she who has broken many pots. If you spend enough time in the kitchen to have broken a lot of pots, probably you know a fair amount about cooking. I once had a late dinner with a group of chefs, and they spent time comparing knife wounds and burn scars. They knew how much credibility their failures gave them. I earn my living by writing a daily newspaper column. Each week, I am aware that one column is going to be the worst column of the week. I don't set out to write it. I try my best every day. Still, every week, one column is inferior to all the others, sometimes spectacularly so. I have learned to cherish that column. A successful column usually means I am treading on familiar ground, going with the tricks that work, preaching to the choir, or dressing up popular sentiments in fancy words. Often in my inferior columns, I am trying to pull off something I've never done before, something I'm not even sure can be done. My younger daughter is a trapeze artist. She spent 3 years putting together an act. She did it successfully for a decade with the Cirque du Soleil. There was no reason for her to change the act, but she did anyway. She said she was no longer learning anything new, and she was bored, and if she was bored, there was no point in subjecting her body to all that stress. So she changed the act. She risked failure and profound public embarrassment in order to feed her soul. And if she can do that 15 feet in the air, we should all be able to do it. My granddaughter is a perfectionist, probably too much of one. She will feel her failures, and I will want to comfort her. But I will also, I hope, remind her of what she learned and how she can do whatever it is better next time. I probably won't tell her that failure is a good thing, because that's not a lesson you can learn when you're 5. I hope I can tell her, though, that it's not the end of the world. Indeed, with luck, it is the beginning.
John Carroll, with his essay for This I Believe. Over 15,000 of you have now submitted essays for our series, and we have just made all of them available online. To browse or search through these essays, or to submit one of your own, visit our website at npr.org. For This I Believe, I'm Jay Allison.
This I Believe continues next Monday on All Things Considered, when we'll hear an essay from a 14-year-old in Milford, Michigan. Joshua Yukas has Asperger's syndrome and believes that people should have respect for others.
Support for This I Believe comes from Capella University. Thank you.